Sewer and Jellyfish. Go check them out. And I'm out.
And that's the Dave Glover Show, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow at 1 p.m.
He's gone, folks.
Let me speak. Let me speak. If you don't know what we're talking about, go podcast the first hour of the show.
Give me a good reason. Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, it was worse. I don't have a deep enough voice to do it justice.
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
I went in there specifically to tell him that was an awesome voice. He should be able to replicate that.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to kill you.
That reminds me, Nick, what a sweetheart Nick is and always has been. And just wouldn't say ass if his mouth was full of it, you know, kind of thing. Just never complained. And I bought him a Spider-Man and a Venom doll.
Oh.
And I just, you know, doing my best as a dad, but I didn't really vet what Venom had to say.
Uh-oh.
And so I would put him in his top drawer of his dresser at night. And he would talk.
Oh, yeah.
And Venom would be like, I'm going to kill you. And so like Nick's eight, and he's just like.
Yeah, remember to turn that one off.
Yeah.
Take out the batteries at night.
He came in one night, Wheels. He was probably about 7 or 8 and comes into to our room and scared me. And suddenly there's just like this tiny person standing next to my bed. So I kicked him really hard in the chest. Yes.
Like at a reflex kind of like, oh no.
Yes. And he just does this. He goes, okay. And I'm like, buddy, come back. I'm so sorry.
Accident.
Oh my God.
He's like, I am clearly barking up the wrong tree for comfort.
He's like message received.
And it was like, on that day, Nick discovered you're born alone, you die alone.
Nick's doll told him he was going to kill him, and he went in to talk to his dad about it, and then he goes, well, he's a come, he's a go, I guess.
Let me speak.
Guess I'll have to. He went down to the kitchen and armored up with pots and pans. He's like, guess I'm going to have to deal with this one myself.
So we used to have this dog named Murphy, who is a golden retriever who lived to be 17 or 18 years old. Sweet, 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 sweet dog. And he always slept with Nick. And then we realized that he slept with the most vulnerable person.
Oh.
And my mom came to stay when Nick was with his mom, and she was in the guest bedroom, and he was trying to get in there.
Aww.
And we didn't want him to because, you know, like, it's an old lady. And he literally busted the door with his head and just went in and laid on her bed.
Aww.
Like, that's how...
You got to take care of someone.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Then later on, when Murphy was gone, and we had Augie, and Augie's job every morning was to go out and get the newspaper and some other newspapers if he could fit them in his mouth. And nothing was going to deter him. And so we had my mom come stay over one weekend when it was Father's Day. And Father's Day was always a big deal, and the kids would cook me breakfast. And so I slept in, and I came downstairs at about 8:30, 9 a.m. And there's like the crappiest omelet you've ever seen in your life. And Maureen's like, deal with it. And so I don't know what's going on, but evidently Phoebe walked outside on Father's Day and said, oh, there's a bird building a bird's nest in our outdoor light. And at the same time, Murphy sees the open door, goes flying out there to get the newspaper. My mom walks out there and she goes, I want to see the bird. And Augie nails her in the knee. Aww. And she goes down like a sack of taters. And all this happens before I even get up on Father's Day. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So to this day, anytime like that door opens, it's like, I want to see the bird.
And Augie had the zoomies.
Yeah, Augie sent her flowers. Like, and Augie just like, he just ran the old lady over. I mean, he had that newspaper in his mouth. I'm getting a treat. Get out of my way.
Hey, it's Father's Day.
He's
my
like,
dad
hey,
needs
I got a job
Father's
to do.
Father's Day.
I got a job to do. Get out of the way.
He needs a sports section. Jamie says, laughing his ass off, my kid woke me up like that, and I kicked him as well. Yeah.
Poor Nate.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Well, that's how it is.
You know
just
what?
Gonna I'll go back.
I'll solve this problem on my own, I think.
I'll just go die. There's a monster.
He was telling his girlfriend Bria a story last night about Phoebe that tells you all you need to know about the girl. I had this like a lava lamp, but it was round, about the size of a basketball, that I would put on stage with me when I played in the band, and it was green, and it was full of some sort of green, icky liquid that you'd turn the light on, and you have a lava lamp. And when Phoebe was about 2 and a half, it was sitting on the floor, because I just came back from a gig the night before, and about 3 feet from it was a little hammer that Maureen had been using to, like, tack stuff up. And it just... We locked eyes, and she crawled over and got the hammer, and I'm like, don't do it. And she crawled over, and she's next to my lava lamp, and she looks at me, and she just sets the hammer against it. And I'm like, don't do it, D-head, and boom, she hits it, and it just goes flying everywhere, and I know that look now. Like, it's the same look she gives me at 20 years old. Right?
It's like me and the cat.
How so?
Cat looks at you like that?
Yeah, cat looks at me, and then she knocks stuff over.
The cat has a lava lamp.
Cat breaks stuff constantly. She's got this sequin thing that she's chewing on now. I don't know. It's a whole thing. She's
a sequin thing.
It's like a thing that's got sequins on it, and she won't stop chewing on it. And it's like,
well,
stop
what
chewing.
Is it?
It's
is
like
it a...
the no. It's like a. It's hard to explain. It's like a thing that's on the shelf, and she's chewing on it because she chews on stuff when she's trying to let us know that she's hungry. The problem is she's always hungry 24/7, so she'll just start chewing on stuff to be like, I'm hungry, it's time to feed me. I'm like, no, it's not. It's 2 in the afternoon. It's not time to feed you. Just because you want to be fed doesn't mean it's time to feed you. God, I swear.
We're just leaving you hanging.
I swear this cat. Oh, there's plenty more I can say.
Please don't.
You've been a naughty kitty lately.
Gigi, you need to be a sweetie pea.
She's still very sweet. She's just...
This feels like a very specific AA meeting for cat owners.
I'm just waiting for him to go, bad kitty!
I'm not going to say anything about my cat, because every time I do, Andrew gets mad. So.
Because she has never once said, like, yeah, no, Lucy knocked over a big glass of, you know, soda or whatever.
Because she doesn't do things like that.
Precisely.
She's a wonderful little girl.
Every time I tell a story about Gigi, Rachel's like... Yeah, Lucy would never do something like that.
Lucy respects me, so.
Yeah, Lucy respects her mommy as a person, yeah. So
see,
like,
that's
she
my
never.
Thing about Moses, is Maureen.
Moses don't respect nothing.
Maureen
no.
loves.
Moses don't respect the
Maureen
Lord.
Maureen loves Moses, and Moses loves Maureen. The rest of us are like, take him or leave him.
Your side characters?
Yes. And
he probably
it's
feels
like,
the same way about you guys, huh?
It's so hard to describe, but picture the most beautiful white miniature gold retriever. We didn't pay for him to be miniature, but he's about half the size. So we really should have bred him and made tiny little, you know, weirdo Satan's. Dogs. But yeah, he comes up to you and he puts his hand on your knee.
His
but,
paw.
But in the way, no, it's a hand. He does it in the way as if he's a reincarnated pedophile. Like if he's your eighth grade math teacher that's trying to rub your back. And we all see it. And Maureen doesn't. We all see it. Company sees it. They're like, wow, that's a real pedo dog you got there. His eyes emote too much emotion.
Yeah. He's got people eyes.
He's
some
got
dogs,
people eyes.
Some dogs have people eyes. Yes. It sucks.
Like if the most misshapen, creepy human unzipped a dog outfit and crawled out, I'd be like, finally.
Like Dobby the elf.
Right, it would look exactly like Dobby.
Meanwhile, I have a boy dog. I don't know what person he's like, but he's small, he's very loud and very aggressive.
Yeah, who's that described?
He's always watching baseball.
They say dogs look like take after their owners, and the dog just looks exactly like Kevin.
I'm not kidding you. You guys can ask Susan this when you see her. He is the most confident dog in the world. He is not...
Check.
Nothing. He doesn't care what
he's
you
never,
tell him.
He's never learned elsewise.
No, I know. It's pretty hilarious.
He's had quite an example.
It's pretty hilarious.
He's never experienced anxiety.
He's the first dog we've had that's been like me.
Does he have outbursts like you over nothing?
Oh yeah, he attacks the TV every day.
He doesn't like animals.
If he sees an animal on the TV, he attacks the TV.
He attacks the
only good thing is he can't reach it because he's so little.
So he just goes face first into the entertainment center.
Be a great joke is if we used our connections at the St. Louis Zoo to bring in like a real lemur to your house and just like set him on the television.
Oh, he'd lose it.
Yeah, but then the lemur would fight back.
I know. I mean, he does it for everything. Like other
dogs. I don't
know
if a lemur would fight back or not. I don't know anything about lemurs.
I don't know about that. I don't know. He hates horses probably more than anything, and I'm not sure why.
Do you hate horses?
I love horses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if a horse comes on the screen, it's over.
Has he seen it? Has he like seen a horse in real life? Has he met a horse?
Yeah, he did, but like it wasn't a weird thing. Like when he was a pup,
It wasn't weird.
No, because when we did it at Purina Farms, we used to go to this pet rescue event. When he was a pup, we took him there, and he did like the lure course and all that. And they have stables where they have a couple horses and a couple cows,
it's
and
it's all coming together.
And he was fine with them. Like he walked up to their things, and he was like sniffing them, and no weird thing. But he sees them on TV, man, and it's over.
Maybe the horse said something to him on the way out.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
He didn't like. Now when he sees it, he's like, "There's that SOB."
Yeah, it is kind of fun watching yourself.
Can I tell you an experience I'm having today? More than ever in 25 years. I am really fighting cursing.
You're fighting it?
Yes.
Why fight it?
Because we're on the air.
Oh, I get you. I thought you meant just day-to-day life.
Yeah, Let her rip, brother.
Yeah, I didn't know where he's going with that. Someone's going for the Kevin Wheeler show. Why are you fighting it, dude?
Can't believe Dave did all those swears.
Steve, I don't know what to make of this, but I'm here for
Why
you.
Why did he say all those swears?
No, I just find myself...
Steve, you might want to start listening right now.
No, I just keep almost saying words.
Yeah.
I had that the other day, like maybe... Friday or Thursday of last, I guess we weren't here Thursday, but Friday or Wednesday of last week, I was very close to cussing like a few times, and I'm like, I don't know why this is happening.
I think I'm just in a more natural mood than usual, as opposed to show mode. So, welcome back, guys. DJS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. So, just so you know out there, anytime you have an event that's going to help veterans or police officers, always reach out to us because we'll always have you on. Renee Eicholt is the owner of Copper Fire. Connie Tilly is the owner of Venue on Main. They are doing something Saturday, the 28th, in downtown Belleville that's going to help out the police department in Fairview Heights that recently had a tragic shooting that injured three officers. Renee, Connie, welcome to the show. One of you jump in and tell us what's going on.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Well, this is Renee from Copper Fire, and Connie and I started Experience Live Music Row during COVID to offer live music and just something nice for the community. This derived because we started planning our September Experience Live Music Row, talking to our chief of police, and we wanted to raise proceeds to give back to our community for our police department, but our chief of police said, let's do this for Fairview, and we couldn't agree more, so we sped it up, and we're having the event this coming Saturday.
Very cool. Connie?
Well, this Saturday, we have two different stages, one at 2nd and West Main, and one at Jackson and East Main. And we have on each side bands playing from 1 to 11. And a lot of these bands have donated their time. People have been stepping up. We've got some beer tents. We're selling T-shirts. We're doing a big raffle with baskets. And the proceeds are going to help out the police officers for Fairview Heights. And we've got a great lineup. There's a wrestling match at 7. I mean, all these people just kind of came in and said, hey, we want to help. So it's going to be a great, great day. And we have a Facebook page called Rock the Blue, and it has all of the people that have given to us and all of the event details.
That's wonderful. When does it all kick off on Saturday?
It's at 1 p.m. Is when the band start, and we'll be winding down by 11 o'clock.
Okay, awesome. Ladies, thank you. You're doing a wonderful thing. We appreciate it. We support you. So everyone, this Saturday, get out to downtown Belleville and support the Fairview Heights Police Department. Very nice. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very good.
Very good.
When's the last time you were at a good street fair kind of thing?
That's a good question.
You guys had that thing for Brian.
For Brian.
Yeah,
couple weeks
ago.
That was my last one.
That's kind of like that.
That was cool. Yeah, that was really neat.
Nice little block party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are always fun.
Should do more of those kinds of things, just, you know, without memorializing someone, just to do it and get people together. And
yeah, downtown Alton does a pretty good job. They have a couple a year, like little block parties like that. And it's always a good time.
Rach, you have a delightful neighborhood.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Thank you.
Like the little bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun, everybody getting together, and especially that thing for Brian. It was tough because on one hand, you feel guilty, like smiling and having fun and connecting with people. But then it's like, no, this is actually exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a good experience.
Welcome back, guys. DG, SNKMOX. You okay, Dave?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Are there problems? I was just rocking. I was rocking to the ZZ Top.
Oh, okay. Cool. No, you just have a really sensitive mic. Like, if something goes down, we can always hear it. So,
well, I'm a sensitive kind of guy.
Yeah, you deserve a sensitive mic. Are you a sensitive guy? You seem like you might be a closet sensitive guy.
No, I'm a nice. I try to be nice to everybody, and I have feelings. They don't get hurt very often, but I have feelings.
Are you? I am an unabashed crier. I cry like on a news package, you know, kind of thing where it's like,
No, it has to be something really close.
I think mine is the opposite. That probably makes me really screwed up, but I will cry as hard at an NBC nightly news, you know, like the feel good story, as I will like if I lose someone. Like it's I'm weird that way. It all comes out of strange times. Yes, it is.
Weird.
An end in sight, Dave?
No.
Okay. Nope.
Basically, there's been one or two little pop thunderstorms here and there, a couple of them down around Park Hills, Farmington. But very, very, very isolated. There was one north of Carlinville. That's about all I can find right now. And basically, same story tomorrow. High 95, record 103 from last year. We had 103 on 2024. 76 Wednesday night, 97 on Thursday. I don't think we even have a tiny chance of a pop storm, so it should be a couple of degrees warmer. Pop storms back on Friday, partly sunny, hot and humid, 95. No reason can't to continue that. I guess have to continue it through the weekend.
Okay.
Until something comes along and pushes this big old high. There, you don't fight it. You don't fight the high.
I know all the plants are struggling. Are we low on moisture overall from the spring?
No. Okay. No, we're absolutely about 5 inches above average, maybe four at this point. But the plants, all of a sudden we had a fairly comfortable spring. We didn't have any really super hot weather. We didn't have any real cold weather. We had a fair amount of rain, even though it came in the form of thunderstorms. So now all of a sudden the plants are like, whoa, wait a minute. What happened? You know, we didn't ease into this. It just jumped.
That makes sense. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Thought you guys might be interested to know that Mick Ralphs, the guitarist and co-founder of Bad Company, has died at the age of 81.
I saw that.
He retired in 2016 after suffering a stroke and remained bedridden until his death.
Boy, in the next 10 years, we're going to lose a lot of our rockers that age and actors.
According to a new survey, worker pessimism, uncertainty, and disconnect have reached critical levels. Nearly one in three workers with high amounts of uncertainty-related stress also have a high degree of burnout, so that's something to worry about, too. And more than half of workers surveyed experienced at least one symptom of workforce disconnect, which stems in part from burnout and broken trust with the company they work for. Those with a severe disconnect reported a 66% loss of productivity.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we talk about quite a bit on the show, that employees just don't have the commitment to their jobs that our dads did. But I think largely because it started the other way.
Well, you're kind of, if you think a corporation cares about you and has your best interests at heart, like you're pretty naive at this point.
And you know what? I have learned that in the last 10 years of my career. So I was a fully grown man. But Dave, I don't know if you're like this or not, since we both loved what we do, but I was very romantic about it. And I was very romantic about the company that gave me my start with Emmis. And then after about 15 years, I was doing a contract And Rick Cummings, who's a dear friend of mine to this day, flew in to try to get it done and was having a bad day. And he had an offer sheet and he put it in front of me and he said, I don't even need to see your name. I just need to know how much you bring in to know how much to pay you. And something snapped inside me. And I remember telling him later that day, you really broke the romance. This is business. And it cost them a lot of money after that because I was looking at it as business.
Oh, and you do it to anybody out there. If you don't go into negotiations knowing what you are worth to the company, and I'm not talking about, oh, you know, I bring in, I'm a happy guy in the office and all this stuff. You need close to a number of what you do to the station or to this job or to that job.
Yeah.
Once you have that, you kind of know where you are.
Yeah.
Charitable giving was up in 2024, according to a new report from Giving USA. So that's some good news. Giving totaled $592.5 billion.
Wow.
That's a 6.3% increase over 2023.
That makes you feel good.
Increases were seen across all nine categories that were designated by Giving USA. So it wasn't like one sector got more than the other. Hunter Biden is being sued for over $50,000 in unpaid legal bills, including for his Delaware gun case. We all remember that. The lawsuit was filed in the Superior Court of the District of Columbia, alleging a breach of contract from the law firm that represented him in two federal trials. He's made some partial payments, but Biden still owes the firm a substantial amount of money. The lawsuit aims to enforce the firm's contract rights and secure a lien on Biden's assets. So he got pardoned, but he's still going to pay his bills. There's going to be a boycott of McDonald's to begin this week. A grassroots advocacy group called the People's Union USA is calling for a boycott of McDonald's this whole week. They're accusing the chain of price gouging, unfair labor practices, and tax avoidance.
Hurts my heart.
Mm.
Speaking of McDonald's, McDonald's and Krispy Kreme are going to end their donut partnership next month. I was so disappointed to see this. You guys will recall, I was excited because at one point, Krispy Kreme was going to be sold at every McDonald's location by 2026. Well, before that could even get off the ground, they're canceling the partnership due to cost management challenges.
They flew too close to the sun.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But Krispy Kreme has agreed not to supply its donuts to any other quick service restaurants in the U.S. until 2026. So they're trying to get themselves another deal, but it's not going to happen.
How do you think that would have gone had they been able to pull it off?
I really don't know. I don't know what's going on with Krispy Kreme. I'm a little worried about Krispy Kreme.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because this fell through.
There's been a lot of stuff like this, right? There's been weirdness.
Their stock price is like much lower than it was like a year ago this time. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I wish them the best. I love Krispy Kreme.
Rachel's buying Krispy Kreme stocks.
Yeah, buy low.
Bye, bye, bye. She's like, I'm underwater on these Krispy Kreme stocks, you guys.
I really needed this McDonald's.
I really needed this deal to go through.
I was counting on a McDonald's deal.
Yeah, I was starting to wonder what her passion was. Like, lady, I know you like donuts, but I mean...
Hey, speaking of donuts, did you see our friends at Old Town Donuts in Florissant just won a contest for best donuts in the United States?
Congratulations
to them.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Really cool. Really cool. Compass is one of the nation's top home selling brokerages, and they have filed a federal lawsuit against Zillow, which is the leading real estate website. They're accusing Zillow of monopolizing digital home listings and violating antitrust laws. So Zillow has a recent policy that bans any home from its website if it's marketed elsewhere and not listed on Zillow within 24 hours. Hmm. They're saying this unfairly limits competition.
Yeah, I don't know legally. I mean, it's a power move, that's for sure.
And one more story for you guys for headlines. The TSA just set a new record. They screened nearly 3.1 million passengers in one day. This was on Sunday, June 22nd, so this past Sunday. And it beat the record that was set on the Sunday after Thanksgiving in 2024. The new record comes as TSA prepares for the upcoming July 4th holiday, which is expected to draw over 18.5 million more people to airports across the country.
Okay.
Staying away from airports.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'll pass. Thank you. Is there much worse than like a crowded airport? Because you know you're on a time crunch. You know you got to, you know, your flight's got to leave. You hope it's going to be on time. And the more people are around, the more flights there are, the more likely something's going to go wrong. I don't know, man. I can't think of very many hells worse than really super crazy busy airports.
And you got the guy next to you coughing and hacking, and you know you're going to be sitting next to him.
We spent 8 hours in Charlotte, which I think a lot of people do. Charlotte seems to be a real stopover place, and it was one of the longest 8 hours of my life. Yeah, it was just awful.
You ever spent a night in the airport?
No.
I did.
I have. Yep, me too.
In high school we did it. We were coming back from France, so we had this long flight, and we get to New Jersey, and everything's canceled because it was late. So we're all just like sleeping under the benches in the middle of the concourse. And
remember that movie with Tom Hanks where he was a foreign guy and he lived in the terminal?
The terminal.
What was it called?
That happened to me once when I was in.
You lived in a terminal?
Yes. You lived in a terminal?
I lived there.
That's 7 years of my life.
I lived there for a whole day when I was in law school and I had $0. And when I say $0, I mean not a sawbuck. And my roommate was coming in from Europe and he was supposed to be in at like 9 a.m. So I go there to pick him up and I park in the parking thing and he gets delayed until like midnight the next day, basically. So I didn't have any money. I had no money to eat. If they did have ATMs, it was, no bueno. I was getting no money. So I spent a whole entire day and evening in Lambert with no money until my friend got there and I could get out of the parking garage.
Wow.
I know.
That stinks.
I know. Now, this modern Dave, I mean, first of all, I would have had the money, but I would have gone to the parking guy and just said, here's the deal. And they would have let me out. But stupid law school day was just like, well, this is the way it is. This is just my life now.
Yeah, when you're younger, just like, well, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You can talk your way out of a lot of stuff.
Can't get out.
Yeah.
In prison.
Never leaving.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yep. I knew I'd
leave. Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Top of the hour, Melissa Price Smith, the new prosecuting attorney of St. Louis County, will be here. She's in the green room now, chilling.
We have a green room?
As far as these people know, we do.
The whole rest of the building.
It's more of a beige room.
Don't say she's on a couch out in the office.
She's in the kitchen next to the dishwasher,
actually.
Right next to the plastic forks.
We have some Cardinals news?
Yeah, relatively minor, but some roster moves today. So they sent Rodri Munoz down to make room for Michael McGreevy, who's starting tonight. So that was expected. Wasn't a real big deal. Not a big deal in terms of surprise. And then the Cardinals designated Jose Barrero for assignment, and they claimed Garrett Hampson off waivers. For anybody that has seen Hampson, he's mostly been with the Rockies in his career. Kind of been a utility guy all along, and he plays everywhere. So this year alone, he's played second base, third base, shortstop, left field, center field. Most of his experience in the big leagues is center field and second base. Has played a fair amount of shortstop. So if you need him to pop in there for a little bit, he can do it. Doesn't have a great arm, but he's fast and he moves well. So basically what you're getting is a 30-year-old, more consistent, reliable version of that last man on the bench, right? Because Barrero's strength was his athleticism and versatility. Well, Hampson has the same kind of speed, top-end speed. Doesn't have any power, but he does have better judgment when it comes to what to swing at.
Yeah.
Puts the ball in play a little more than Barrero does. But again, this is the 26th guy. This is, you know, your last guy on the bench. You know, last Tuesday was talking about Barrero and whether or not they could bring up Sejacy to replace him. And he was like, well, that's a spot that doesn't play. Like, Barrero just doesn't play. He's there for different reasons. And this is what Hampson is going to be now. So he gives you a more experienced bench guy that can lay down a bunt, can steal a bag, can play defense nearly anywhere you need him to
You
need it.
Yeah. What's a guy like that make a year?
Probably not that much. I don't know what Hampson makes, but I would guess probably just a little bit more than the major league minimum because he is a veteran guy. I mean, he's been around for a fair number of years. Like he's 30 and he's been in the big leagues at least parts of probably the last 6 or 7 seasons. So if I had to guess, I'd probably pop it in there around a million, if I had to guess. But I'm going to look it up and find out because
I'm curious now.
Oh, 1.5 million.
Because I'm the last guy on the bench for the Bud Light squad, so yeah. I need to know what to ask.
That's a good point. Yeah, 1.5 million is what he's making for this year. Made 2 million last year.
It's a good job.
That's what you, yeah, that's what you make to be the guy that, that doesn't play very much.
Yeah. No, that's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Well, heck, I can do that.
Yeah. But I mean, But again, the nice thing about him is mostly the insurance policy for when you want to start making changes late in the season.
Yeah.
But he's already been with Arizona and Cincinnati this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just quick hits. But he was with the Royals last year, and he actually played 113 games for them. And, you know, not mostly a starter. He had 1 year where he was a regular in 2021. But
I was not a big Barrero
guy. Not a big
hitter. I wish him well, but I just didn't like him. So
yeah, you just didn't like him the way he looked.
I didn't like this. I didn't like how he had a swag that he didn't deserve.
Yeah, I mean he's got the top prospect swag, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a certain body language and level of confidence that comes out in certain guys, especially guys that have been highly regarded prospects. A lot of times first round picks definitely have that body language. And at one time he was that. At one time he was the Reds' top prospect, but he swings and misses too much.
Not so much.
Which is a bit of a problem when you strike out too much.